שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו. אנחנו כאן עם חיים חדשים, סדרת התוכניות עם הרב.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about how to create a connecting talk, connecting communication with other people. We talk to other people every day, but it doesn't always bring us closer. We learn that this is the direction that we're developing into as human beings, and therefore today we'd like to learn how to talk to each other in a way that will bring us closer at heart. Nitza. So, first of all, connection between people, the ability to connect between people, is something that really preoccupies many people on a daily basis. I myself, this is the field that I'm engaged in. I know that people really have a deep inner need for this, because they understand that their ability to communicate with one another is flawed in some way. And what we'd like to understand today is to get your special take of the wisdom of connection on things, is how can we use a talk and our ability to communicate with another person in order to eventually create some kind of deeper inner connection, to come internally closer together. So on our previous talks, we talked much more about listening, about how much the person who's listening has to come with a desire, with an interest to attribute importance to the other party. And you have to choose the words and et cetera, et cetera. And today we'd like to talk about the speaker. About the speaker, what does he have to do in order to create a connecting talk? What does that the talking person, the person doing the talking, what attitude should he come to the talk with in order for the talk to bring people eventually closer? Dr. Lightman. First of all, they have to know, to understand, what do they want from each other? What does each one of them want from themselves? How to approach, meaning this should be the essence of the talk, the fulfillment itself, the content. All these things have to be clear. And to what measure are they interested in that each of them communicating whatever it is to the other person, that the other person is expecting it, wanting it. So maybe it's not just a talk, but it depends on the state that they're already in between them, the kind of connection that they already have. But every time, the talk has to include several stages. The first stage being that I bring that person closer to myself. I want to send them a message that what I'm intending to do is to their benefit. I really hope that we'll be able to connect and that we'll both enjoy it. Not that each builds himself on the ruins of the other, but to the contrary, that we will build some kind of connection that will continue more and more, that has some kind of future, so much so that we will build such a connection between us that we will enjoy the connection itself. Not that the main thing is to get what you want, and, you know, like some kind of business deal that we ended it with a signature, and after that, what happens is no longer important to me. Meaning here, there has to be some kind of a very warm opening, also not too warm, so it won't create fear of okay, what does the other want? Does the other person want from me to exploit me or something? We have to approach this talk from a state in which we already know what is wanted, what does the other person, other side want? How do we come to something that both of us would like to receive? Pleasure from and a good result from this talk and connection and mutual fulfillment. How do we see this mutual fulfillment that what I give the other person, I also enjoy giving? Not only, but the other person also enjoys myself. Not only what he gets from me, but also what he gives me and enjoys. So this mutual form of enjoying reception and giving, the two people in the talk having this is very important. So they need to really make it for them, and we're sure that not only a random connection can come out of it, something that's related to business, but that has a future. It's beautiful how you describe this, and you said that a person has to feel that the appeal to him doesn't come from the point that how do they want to exploit me, but from a point of how the other person wants to be in contact with me, near me. So if we can open that a bit more up, actually, the state of mind of a person is this is the starting point. How does another person want to, how does the other party want to exploit me? Dr. Leitman, when a person comes to a talk, he has this fear of, okay, what do you or he or she, what do they want from me? And it's a problem. Here we have to calm each other down and to reach a state where we want to come to a point where what will come from this talk will come to the benefit of both of us, for both of us to enjoy. Suppose nothing further will come from this talk beyond a good feeling, mutual pleasure, and this is what we first and foremost aim for. Owen, when I'm going to talk to someone, I have to, first of all, know that this is their position, that the other person is in fear of, what does he want from me? No. We don't need it that bad, you know. We're not in some kind of talk between two ministers or where you say that this should be your starting point, Dr. Leitman. There, everything's built differently. That's not something that we're engaged in. That's not my field, but here we're talking about two people that maybe have to do business together. It's always business. What do you mean? I want something from the other person, and the other person wants something from me. Oren, spouses, that's also a business, Dr. Leitman. A family is also a business. Oren, so the definition is that the other person wants something from me. It's between any two people, friends, whatever, Dr. Leitman. Yes, and first and foremost, we have to understand that we have the right approach toward each other. Oren, so the first step is that I draw the other person closer. All we talked about up till now is that first stage of nearing, Dr. Leitman. Yeah, that we're nearing, not that I want to bring him closer, that the other person will feel that I'm trying to draw him closer, but that we want to come closer. And how do I give you this feeling, Dr. Leitman, that relatively you open yourself up and show me your desire, your goal in this talk and in our relationship in general, and this way we start coming closer. Nitza, is it possible to say at the beginning of the talk to define that the goal of our talk is to bring each other closer? Would it be true to start with these words?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. It's we're talking, you know, something a bit in the air. Maybe we can talk about some. Maybe we can talk openly about something, or what can we do, or in a family. I don't know what situation you mean. Nitza, yeah, the situation is, suppose, between two brothers, for example. Not children, you know, grown-up brothers, or two friends. I mean, people that are close, it's not someone off the street. It's someone who's close, who's precious to me, and I want to have better communication with that person.
Yeah?
So it's important to define what my goal, what my desire is, that we do want to come together, that this is actually the goal. And suppose we've defined that. I'm taking it step by step, because many times I feel that every little nuance in these things is crucial, essential. So it's not that I want something from you, but only your closeness. And then what else would I say? Do I have to add some good words and something that will... Dr. Leitman, I don't know. I'm not really engaged in these things. It's not really my turf. My field is completely not about bring people closer together in a talk. When I teach people in this kind of talk, there people have to come closer to one another because they know that they have a certain goal. And this goal is actually achieved in their closeness. The closeness is achieved by them breaking their rules, their thoughts, desires, that they make big efforts, each of them on himself, in order to come closer to the other person. And this way, by making this effort, each on himself, helping each other in that, they build a bridge. And this bridge is all the time built and maintained by working above the ego. Oh, and people have to build a bridge between them. Dr. Leitman, I don't know about ordinary people. Oh, and if two people want to make an inner connection, Dr. Leitman, has to be by the breaking of the ego. Oh, and so this bridge, it connects me to you and you to me. Usually, there's a river and over it, there's a bridge. So it connects both sides. What is this bridge supposed to connect? What does it skip over? Dr. Leitman, between two people, between the thoughts, desires, habits, characteristics, everything there is in a person that separates him from the other. Oh, and what separates essentially between people, Dr. Leitman? The form of the ego. Each of us is an egoist who doesn't want to be connected to the other person, to control the other person, yes, but not to be connected. Owen, so how would you define to be connected, Dr. Leitman, that I know the other person, I don't want to destroy him or bend him, but I want to find between us such stages of communication and then connection, that these stages will help us be together and understand that what we're doing is for the benefit of both of us.
And
the bridge has to connect us both, and that we all the time care for its maintenance and strengthening.
Nitsa.
So we have to understand when we want to connect with each other in advance, we have to understand that there's something that's separating us, and above it, we build this bridge. Now, you mentioned that you're actually engaged in connection between people that have a higher goal. So we would like to say that on this course that we're on, that we're teaching, where we're teaching, learning, there is a goal that's above everyone. It's not just that we came to connect in order to feel better at home or in my family or with my friends, but in advance we're taking into account that the good connection between us in some way will be adjusted, adapted to the system of the interconnected world, that we understand that there is a higher desire that in general is pushing us toward a stronger connection. And from that, we come to this talk. We have to understand that this is the starting point. Owen, up until now, we talked about how to bring both sides closer together. Sometimes you have talks. When you talk to someone, I look at the result. Sometimes the result is that talking to the other person brings us closer. Sometimes it pushes us away from each other. And what's the difference? What happens in between that? Dr. Lightman, beneficial and destructive ego. It distanced us, and it would have been better not to have this talk at all. What's the difference between these two talks? How does this pan out one way or another? Dr. Lightman, first of all, the goal and the result. What made it that the result was distancing instead of closeness? I think that if this is not the desire of one of the sides from the start, then it's the inability to come into this kind of connection. Nitsa, previously you talked about the good and bad ego. What did you mean, Dr. Lightman? Good and bad ego, meaning? A good ego is a smart ego, where I understand that it's not good for me to destroy the other side, but that we can use the situation that we stumbled upon, where we meet each other, that we can use it to the benefit of both of us. And the bad ego is what? It aspires for destruction. Dr. Lightman, yeah, the good ego is usually connected to the good mind, that we know how to do each with his ego and the ego of the other person, that we know how to make what we call business. It doesn't have to be business, but a relationship. And the bad ego is that we don't know how to build these things, and it's either we need someone that connects us, a mediator, or that we don't have that either, and then we simply destroy our relationship. Owen, sometimes you talk to someone, an intelligent person, he talks to you courteously, pleasantly, using good words, and the talk is over, and you don't feel that there was some kind of nearing between the hearts. Sometimes you talk to the simplest person in the world, and you feel an inner click like never before. A talk that brings people closer together, does it depend on the pretty words, the courteous way that you approach, or something else? What, Dr. Lightman? I don't know. I don't have these kinds of relationships like you're talking about in general, this entire talk. I don't feel that it should be, Owen, as a Kabbalist, sometimes you feel that the heart between people comes closer and sometimes it doesn't. Why? Dr. Lakeman, depends on their common goal. Do they understand what it has to be? Are they directed toward it? And to what measure should this talk be more precious to them than the different conditions? Suppose it's a husband and wife and they have a little child. And they want to do something to his benefit. So each of them is willing to give up something that is not related to connection for the sake of the child, and then they can reach a connection, an agreement, consent. You see it in life. Nitza, when we're talking about a connecting talk, the purpose of which is to create inner connection between people in a way that it will be adjusted to the laws of the connected nature. This is actually our goal. Now, when we come with a certain thought that, first of all, the action that we're going to perform, that it is positive, because by nature it's meant to connect us. And then we have a desire to come closer. Still, in this desire to come closer, there will pop up the good ego that wants to make some kind of connection that understands that we don't want to destroy the other side. And there could be the bad ego that even if it understands that it has to connect, still it has a natural inclination to destroy. How do we overcome that? Because we see many times in life that people want to connect, but still each of them comes with his weapons to that meeting. Even if they understand that it's beneficial and it's good for them and that they're forced to do this by nature, still, what has to be done in order to cause a person to put his weapons down and come ready? Dr. Lightman, the importance of the goal, it's profitability. That person has to see that the goal is more important. That has to stand before my eyes, that this is what I want to achieve. And all the rest of the conditions, I turn them according to the attainment of the goal. Nitza. So there's the first step, the nearing stage. What should be the second stage? After we came a bit closer, we understand each other, we understand that here we are for the sake of connection. We don't want to harm each other. What actually has to be the main dish, Dr. Lightman? Understanding the conditions. How can we come closer? How can we be how can we attain the goal, come closer, to attain something that there will be my conditions, the conditions of the other person, and what we attain isn't something that each of them would like to break in different ways. But if we build some kind of attitude toward our mutual child, then it's not that tomorrow disappears and we feel no connection. It's always between us as that bridge. Suppose that child or whatever it is, and then nonetheless. Meaning, how do we build a state which is that can, you know, exist for a long period of time? So you're asking a kind of question. You know, during a talk, usually a person says something, and in the best case, he listens to what the other person has to say. But you threw in a question, Dr. Lightman. I always ask, Nitza, what is it about the question that helps us connect? Dr. Lightman, I give the other person an opportunity to answer and see how by their answer they can advance with me towards solving our common problem. Nitza, so you don't come with a certain position and you put it on the table. You came with a question, Dr. Leitman. Yeah. If I put it from afar and what happens, happens, then I can listen. I came in order to reach a common result. And suppose here we're talking about a child or something that's really important to us, something common, then how do we build a future, a good future, in case of divorce, for example? So here it's really important for us to decide on things correctly, for us to nonetheless be close to each other, not to do things on purpose to each other, because eventually that child will suffer as a result of our personal pride. And what I'm interested in is that everything will be to the benefit of the child, and not harming the other person, and that being my goal. Here I look at something where neither I nor the other side are in dispute, but there is just us, which is the well-being of the child. So how do we build such states where he will give the maximum out of this state of divorce, for example? Nitza, and if it's talk between two friends, then here too the idea is not to come with my own opinion, but to come from a place of what can bring us closer together, connect, meaning to come more in a way of questions, that the process of the talk is actually, there's something very mutual here. Because it's not that I'm silent and the other side is talking. It's something that causes both of us to talk. Okay, so there are two stages here. The first one is the one that brings us closer. The other one is understanding the conditions. What will be the third and concluding stage, Dr. Leitman, that we understand that we got something from this talk, and that this talk, even though that it did not create a connection between us, but at least it brought us closer, and we, as a result of being in this talk, we have caused good to the third party. Suppose if it was a business or something, a construction site, some factory, families, doesn't matter what, was good onto them. And not in terms of conceding one at the expense of the other, but to the benefit of both of us, that we both feel that we're satisfied with things. So, previously said that we have to come with understanding, what is this talk about, what fulfillment should we get, what kind of fulfillment should both sides get if it was a good talk? Dr. Leitman, we see that before we talked and after we talked, we're in states that calm us down. They bring us a good they bring us a good feeling. Oh, when people talk to each other, they can calm each other in a way that a person can't calm himself down. Dr. Leitman, eventually I want to awaken in the other person a feeling that I don't want, that what I want isn't against them, that I really have a special interest of mine, and I need it. due to the circumstances, because it's a relative of mine, a child, health, something, something that's related to me, that I don't want to use these things in order to harm the other party, but in order to benefit the third party. Oh, and Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Nitza, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.